for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Burt Show staff member Josh Hinn here for a second.
This is at mic music.
Oh, no.
Poor Josh, man. So here's the scene, okay? Today at the radio station.
Do tell, Burt.
Poor thing, man. I mean, we all get here before Atlanta time, 5:30 in the morning. So 5:15, 5:10, what have you, right? Pitch dark outside, nobody on the roads, right? We get into the parking lot this morning, and there are two police officers with lights still on surrounding a red car.
Two? Why were there two?
Two police officers, right?
One needed backup because you're dangerous.
Look at you.
Hardened criminal. And I have to confess.
Thanks, Melissa.
I have to confess.
There's a sparkle in your eye when you say that.
Well, I have to confess, when I pulled in and I saw the lights, I was like, oh my God. And then when I realized there wasn't, you know, it looked like it was somebody just pulled over, then I have to say I laughed. Because I thought it was somebody from, you know, a sister station here in the building that,
We have a rock station here. And I think all of us sort of assume that one of the interns got busted with weed.
Yeah.
Or some meth.
I heard all these rumors. Yeah.
Yeah.
So an immigrant arrested out there? I heard all these.
Nobody knew. I mean, it was just sort of a random.
I figured it was Joanna. And they finally caught up with her.
So we all
She's
walk
from
in.
Uruguay.
Donde is your green card?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so we all walk in, and I don't think anybody in the studio knew who it was until Jen popped in, and she said, Josh is downstairs. He's the guy right now that's getting pulled over by the police officer.
Well, I text Jen because we communicate in the morning, but you don't really want to say you're pulled over in the parking lot, and when you pull in, you'll see me.
Yeah. So
I was hoping it would be over by the time most of the staff arrived.
This part would be finished. But yeah, I email Josh in the morning, usually, you know, sometime just before 5 o'clock, and he writes me back, and it's kind of our checks and balances. Because at the hour that we get up and get going, like, you need somebody to make sure you're actually awake and out of bed and coming to work. So I didn't hear back from him, and so that's kind of my cue to either text him or call him and say, is everything all right, are you awake, or you know, so we don't miss each other's alarms. If he doesn't hear from me, he calls me, whatever. So so sure enough, he texts me back, and he said no, I'm getting a ticket, I'll be in as soon as I can. So I was like, okay. Well, Josh and I both live downtown. Takes us what, maybe 20 minutes,
sure,
25 minutes to
go
get
in the
work.
Speed limit.
Yeah. And so so I looked for him the whole way, and I didn't see him on the side of the road, and I was driving the speed limit because I was afraid there were cops out. Because he got a ticket, and so I was like looking around. No Josh, pull in the parking lot. Whoa! There's Josh. There's two tow trucks, two police officers.
Yeah,
it was like commotion, and I didn't know what was going on. Well, I'm like, wait, what is he getting a ticket for?
I made that left turn what you make to get into the parking lot, and sometimes you have to turn right after you make the left turn to get into the parking lot because we're just on the corner, and there was a car tailing me, and I thought it was somebody from, like, who is tailing me? And then he turned his lights on, and as I pulled in the lot, and I went ahead and thought, well, I'll just go into this parking spot here. So I just
that's the worst feeling of all when you realize that it's the cop, a cop. Like, there's only one other car probably on the street that early in the morning. And I've done this before where you're like, what are the odds it's actually a cop? And it is. Right?
Did you get pulled over for that light or for speeding?
For expired tags.
Oh, so he got behind you and saw, okay.
So what'd you do? Like, you knew, like, they were expired last week or something, so blew it off? You got busy for the week or something?
Well, yeah. I mean, they've been expired for a little while.
How long?
How long's long?
You define that, Josh.
When's your birthday?
They're a couple of years old.
Like, years? Two or three or four or one? What are we talking about?
And they're out of state.
Out of state, how many years?
Oh,
A couple.
Two?
Two plus, yeah.
Two plus what?
Two plus what?
Two.
Oh,
two plus-ish.
4 years you're driving around with expired tags?
Where's the respect for the radio troubadour? You know, he travels from state to state, and he sometimes tags.
You've been here for half a decade, dude.
Well, I haven't been here that long.
So you have four-year-old expired out-of-state tags?
From what state?
I've had them before somewhere in the Midwest, and I've had out-of-state expired tags, and usually what happens, I was actually looking through my things, and I have, no joke, three or four tickets over the years of expired tags, I guess.
For the same tag?
No, just over the years. I guess this is
the cop didn't see that.
Would he have like a scrapbook?
Problem.
You're flipping through, and there's a picture of you and the officer, both pointing at the license plate. You're holding up a calendar from like 1999, going, look at this 3 year expiration. Why don't you just go on vacation and buy some Aruba plates from a market in the Bahamas and throw them on there?
Well, usually, so you get the ticket, and then you know it's a $30 ticket. I've had the ticket in other cities that I've lived in before. And so then you go, okay, I have the ticket. You pay the ticket. You find out. It sort of motivates you to, well, this officer wasn't as, he was a little upset that I had expired.
He was intense,
tags.
You said.
Yeah. Well, he told me a story about someone.
You have four-year-old expired tags.
From a different state.
From a different state. Well, I could see where the cop would be a little upset.
Well, I have a valid license. I have insurance. I have all those things.
What state is your license in?
It's in Georgia. Okay. I'm all set. It's just about the tags.
I'm all set.
Did you say the attitude of Jansen?
What state's your license in? It's in Georgia, you freaking dumb question asker.
What is wrong with you?
Why are you guys coming down for me for this one little thing?
God, drama, diva cop, whatever.
Isn't there something kind of cool, though, about expired tags? Kind of, you know,
a little
James Dean rebellious.
He was probably hoping that you were wasted and had expired tags.
Well, by the time I got down there to check if he was doing okay, after you told me he was, it was him, the officer was looking through his car with a flashlight.
Yeah, there's a lot of junk in my car, so it looks, you know, anytime suspicious. There's junk in a car, it looks suspicious, yeah. And I tried to...
Josh, you cracked me up.
Well, I tried to drop the Burt Show, too, you know, but you didn't want to do it right off.
Trying to throw the radio card in there.
Yeah, well, you want...
And that's why the other cop showed up.
No, so... I let him go through. I didn't interrupt him. He kind of went through his thing, and he was very upset, and, you know, he said the only person I had to blame was myself, and... I had to look in the mirror on this one, is what he said.
Oh.
Because he impounded my car, is what.
Mm-hmm. Why would you throw that?
I thought I would get a ticket and then sort of take care of it.
Because that's
and then
what's happened the past three times to you with the same tag, right?
What you should have done is, Josh, the key to throwing a radio show around is the radio show has to match the license plate. So you should have thrown out, like, Rockin' Teresa. Or whoever you were working with
4 years
in the Midwest. Yeah.
She'd been like, hey, what's up? I'm just driving here from the Rocket and Teresa show. I'm over there in Kansas.
And it took me 4 years to get here.
I actually traveled through time to get here to the Burt Show to bring them a great bit called Battle of the Sexes.
Well, and I did not want to bring disrepute to the Burt Show, so I just said the radio. Wanted to start the conversation. And he said he'd been on national news before, and he wasn't concerned. He'd been all over radio and television, and he'd seen it all. But I think by the end, when he wrote the ticket, in Bert, you came down and, you know, used some of your charm on the officer.
Yeah, that worked.
he genuinely looked at me and said, I hope you have a better day. And he seemed sincere. So he was nice at the end of it. But
you
as he took away my car.
He was going to tell you, he told a story?
Oh, yeah. When he was serious, when he first pulled me over, he told a story about someone dying. It's not a pleasant story. And they didn't have expired tags. And so they couldn't trace the body.
Dramatic. Well, yeah. And also,
it's a good thing I'm alive.
Well, and to give
I was nervous and shaking the whole time.
To give Cups credit for at any time, any pullover is going to be weird, you know, potentially, but especially at 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times there's a bunch of drunks on the road. And so I'm sure that he was harsh in the beginning because he wasn't sure what he was getting into.
Now,
you know,
I'm curious,
he was very gracious.
Cause you're a married guy here. Is this something that you and your wife have talked about before? Is she going to be cool about it? Or is it her car and her responsibility to get the tags renewed? Or is this all on you?
Yeah, well, she's usually good about doing those sort of things, but yeah, this one she's been reminding me of for a while. But.
Oh boy, that'll be a fun
conversation. You know, like I said, I've done it before, and so it was always something you got to ticket, and it was like, I don't know, I just always thought it was something, you know, kind of cool, kind of.
Wait, let's not
on the edge.
Let's not totally go past.
It's kind of rebellious.
It's his form of rebellion.
Get a tattoo; it's cheaper.
Let's not totally go past the. Yeah, she's reminded me a couple of times about it. How many times has she reminded you about it?
Just lots. Yeah, I mean, every week, every couple of days, it's been a thing. she doesn't know yet.
Now she's got bragging.
She doesn't know yet.
She's a nurse. She works down the road, and she'll get off about in about less than an hour, maybe an hour.
Oh no!
You want us to make that call for you just to make sure everything's okay?
So what are you going to do? Call her as she's ending her shift and say,
"Well, I texted her and said that I was, you know, pulled over and that I, you know, I need to ride with her because I need to get the other car to go get the tags to get the car." Out
so she doesn't know
what for.
I don't know if she's read the text yet. She hasn't hollered back from me again. In actually about 40 minutes she should be getting on.
She may have read it. She might be bringing some blood and plasma to the radio station, so when she beats you she can just insert that and
will
fix
it,
you
will soften the blow if we talk to her, or would it make it worse? Like, would she think it was funnier or not so funny?
Well, I don't know.
She's not going to think this is very funny.
Well, it's a good thing. We should tell her why she's still at the hospital so that she can have the oxygen right there.
And the pills.
Know, right there.
Will you please let us call her in a little bit?
Yeah, I guess.
The crappy thing is, you know what you should look into?
Oh, poor Josh, thing. I just want to hug you.
He's the most innocent.
He has 4 year expired tags. Jen's hugging him.
Oh, thanks for the hug.
Why are you enabling him?
He's so sweet.
What he needs is tough love
right now. What are you doing, Jen? Rubbing his head for 4 year expired tags and
Josh,
his wife reminding him?
You
all
should
the time?
Call. Before we get a hold of your wife, you should call, because I remember with mine, the cop who pulled, this happened to me years ago, same thing. I was not 4 years, but same thing. And the cop said, look, if you go get your car today, you don't have to pay all the crazy impound fees.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Just so you know, crazy impound fees are like $400, but what you do have to pay is still like $260. So we'll make sure you find that number out before you call your wife.
Before Are you sure?
Yeah.
And he did tell you which. He told you where it was impounded. I have had a situation before where I had to go find the car.
Just go parking lot to parking lot.
Yeah.
That's tough love right there by a cop. That's really tough love. You go find it. You messed up so bad, you go find it.
And it was a station vehicle.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you where I'm going to impound your car, Josh. I'm going to impound it in Kansas in 2006.
This is The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.